Today on our tour of Robertson County, Orlinda, Tennessee is where we are. And this is the home of Bernard Family Farms. And we've got Julie Bernard here with us. Y'all have, I've heard, the best pork products for miles and miles around. And we actually got to sample a smoked sausage that was the mild smoked sausage. Uh-huh. Amazing. I can't wait to try the hot. So thank you, first of all, for breakfast. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
So tell us, how long have y'all been farming?
Steve and his family, the Bernard family, has been farming for four generations in Orlando. I come from a farm family too in Robertson County, so four or five generations there. Steve and I have been married 6 years, and we, you know, take over our little part of the farm here. We raise corn, soybeans, wheat, tobacco, and then the hogs and the cows too.
Okay, so do you do the dark fire tobacco? Do you do the smoking barn?
We do. We do both. Ooh. Air-cured and dark-fired.
Awesome. Okay. We were really excited because this is like right before Thanksgiving. This is a chance for us to go around to all these different farms in Tennessee, putting our money back into the Tennessee economy, mm-hmm. and buying like some special touches for our own Thanksgiving meals. So what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish that you make with products here on Bernard Farms?
It'd probably be for breakfast. A lot of times we do the breakfast, you know, before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll do like, you know, the sausage and biscuits. But our sausage is really good in stuffing too. Mm-hmm.
See, I am from up north. I mean, you can't choose where you're born. You only can choose where you live. But I am from Indiana, and we put sausage in our dressing, and people think we're weird for it, but it is delicious. Absolutely delicious. Is there a chance that there is a piglet on this farm right now?
Let me see. There's some older ones I know for sure. We've got a mama back here we're watching. I don't know if she's had babies yet or not, but we do have some that are a little bit bigger down in the bigger barn.
Okay. I would love to cuddle a pig if
absolutely.
That's a thing. I know she would too.
You'll go home smelling like one.
That's all right with me. I did get a little overdressed today, but just because of, you know, the social media stuff,
right.
I'm okay with getting dirty. Don't worry. It seems like there's a really great community, like for shopping local and for, you know, word of mouth and keeping it local.
There has been a trend that's been going on for several years now, and our county has really gotten behind all of the small local businesses and all the farms too. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of, you know, great people that are artisans in the county that we all work together. Some people use some of our product. You know, we kind of swap around. We'll sell some of their product in our farm stores. And in Springfield, the town up there, they really promote all the local farms out in the county too. So it's just a big collaboration with everybody.
It sounds like a really great place to live.
It is. It is.
And it's beautiful here.
Thank you.
Yeah, the rolling hills, and it's a beautiful place, I think, to take the top down or go for a motorcycle ride.
We get a lot of that out here. A lot of people that are, you know, riding on the weekends and wanting to find it. They've seen us on social media, and they want to take a ride out to the country and see where their food comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. So can people come on tours?
They can. We don't have, like, formal tours, but if somebody wants to come up here and, you know, we're around here and we want to take them around, look at the animals, you're more than welcome.
I love the idea of seeing where my food is coming from. That's so cool.
A lot of people, especially this year with the pandemic, we've noticed a lot of people coming from the cities out here. You know, when meat was kind of short in the grocery stores, a lot of people looked for farms and come into the farms to get it straight from the farmer. And we've seen a lot of those people come back, you know, week after week.
Yeah, just because you can go to the grocery store now doesn't mean you should
exactly,
or want to.
Exactly. And people want to know where their food's coming from.
Right. I'm so excited to get out and get a little mucked up on the farm, if that's okay. Thank you so much for having us. And we look forward to telling everybody more about our experience here in Robertson County at Bernard Farms.
Awesome. Thank you.